tragedy. What will my life be like now? I do know that I can handle it if it's what you have allowed. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well. It is well with my soul.
Again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. For the recording date of Sunday, August the 11th, 2013, this Torah has to do with instruction in the Messianic age. And we say, Rastafari say, and the Nation of Islam, we say, this is the Messianic age. And J. Edgar Hoover said, Black Messiah. He must destroy the Black Messiah. And so Marcus Garvey had gotten so strong. See, Marcus Garvey's birthday is coming up, sisters and brothers, August the 17th, if I have it, that date correct. Marcus Garvey was building black civilization. Marcus Garvey was causing black people not only to look inside the United States of North America, but look to Africa for inspiration. In a day and time when it was terrible to be black, no one wanted to be black, no one wanted to be African, Marcus Garvey was saying, look to Africa. Marcus Garvey was saying, look to Ethiopia. Marcus Garvey was saying that if God can be seen, this is a paraphrase, sisters and brothers, if God can be seen in everyone, and certainly white people see God as white, but God can be seen in everyone, or everyone is a reflection of God, then certainly somewhere God must be black. And so Garvey began to talk about a black Ethiopian God, began to preach that we should be proud of being African and being black, and proud of the black God of Ethiopia. He began to talk about the black woman as being the pedestal of beauty, the height of beauty, not taking away from the beauty of any other woman, but because the black woman was so misused and abused and denigrated and destroyed, he lifted the black woman up. Began to write poems about the black woman's beauty. Began to see Africa as a black woman full of beauty that all wanted to go into Africa and partake of that beauty. He began to influence black people to cease bleaching their skin to become light and white. He began to use black women in great positions of authority in the United Negro Improvement Association. And his first wife, or was it his second wife, began to write columns in, I think it's his second wife, began to write columns, Amy Jakes Garvey, began to write columns in the United Negro Improvement Association magazine called The Negro World. And she, Amy Jakes, began to talk strong that black women were ready to lead the movement, that black men, if you still a punk, get out the way. Black women are tired of talk and no action. Black women are ready to get out in front and lead this movement to the full and complete liberation of not just black people, but the whole of the human family. This is the Messianic age. This Torah is instruction in the messianic age. And see, what we don't understand is that which the Illuminati, Masonic Order, the House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, they understand this is the day of the Messiah. And they're looking each and every day to kill the Messiah in you and kill the Messiah in me. Poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. So this Marcus Garvey, what a man. This Marcus Garvey began to engender fear in the wicked ruling class because they said to themselves, if black people rise up and take Africa back, where will we be? We will be able to exploit Africa, exploit black people, exploit the world. So they had to move on Marcus Garvey. Also, let me say this. I just looked at this documentary on Marcus Garvey, and information is fresh in my head. I heard one of the testimonials of the sisters who said that Garvey had the production of dolls, black dolls, not white dolls, black dolls. He knew about, he understood the mind and the psyche, that if you have white, black children playing with white dolls all the time, and the society saying that white is everything and black is nothing, that you have to do something to change the mentality of the children, that the children may grow up and be inspired by their own, not to denigrate others, but to be inspired by their own and be proud of their own. So Garvey commissioned the manufacturing of black dolls, and black children in the UNIA played with black dolls so that they could have self-esteem and the proper view of self. Have they not ran the black-white doll test again? And black children are yet choosing the white doll as the pinnacle of beauty and the black as denigrating and ugly, because the society has not changed. This is to foster a false sense of inferiority in the black and a false sense of superiority in the white, and keep black and white fighting against each other. But let's go back into the true history of the human family and confess our sins and realize the Messiah within ourselves in this messianic Messiah age and free up the human being totally and completely. So, British intelligence, the precursor to the CIA, the precursor to the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, they were then called the United States Bureau of Investigation, led by this little upstart J. Edgar Hoover, moved on Garvey and began to destroy Marcus Garvey's movement. Marcus Garvey had flaws, but Marcus Garvey was only convicted of frauding one person of $25 in the mail. You would think that with the way they moved on Garvey, that they could have gotten him on greater charges than just $25. But the NAACP helped the government destroy Garvey. W.E.B. Du Bois, whom I love beyond measure, helped to destroy Marcus Garvey. And they, the NAACP leaders, A. Philip Randolph, W.E.B. Du Bois, began to denigrate Garvey and even use Garvey's blackness as a denigrating tool against Garvey. Now, let me quickly say that W.E.B. Du Bois grew and learned from that experience. And after the CIA and the FBI turned on W.E.B. Du Bois, he began to see and know that Garvey was telling the truth. And W.E.B. Du Bois turned to Africa himself and began to study Africa and died, I believe, in Ghana, studying Africa, writing books and volumes on Africa that we may turn to Africa. And W.E.B. Du Bois apologized to Amy Jakes Garvey, Garvey's second wife, and said, I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I apologize. I'm sorry for what I did. And so we say, right on, W.E.B., you confessed your sins, and we, like you, must confess our sins. But look at all that came against Garvey. British intelligence, European governments, colonizers, slave masters, United States Bureau of Investigation, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the judicial system, all of them, even, sorry to say, NAACP, W.E.B. Du Bois, and A. Philip Randolph, because Garvey was talking about Africa. These leaders weren't talking about Africa. But you see, W.E.B. began to talk about Africa. Nation of Islam, inspired by Marcus Garvey. Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, inspired by Marcus Garvey. Minister Malcolm X's parents were Garveyites, preachers of Marcus Garvey and the Garvey movement. Black Power movement, inspired by Marcus Garvey. Rastafari, Sisters and Brothers of Jamaica, single-handedly responsible for keeping the Garvey name and work in the public eye. Thank you, Rastafari Sisters and Brothers, for upholding Marcus Garvey and upholding Haile Selassie I. So, back to J. Edgar Hoover. He said he must destroy the Black Messiah. He saw Marcus Garvey as a Messiah. He saw Elijah Muhammad as a Messiah. He saw Malcolm X as a Messiah. He saw J. Edgar Hoover, Stokely Carmichael as a Messiah. The Illuminati Masonic Order, the 33rd degree Masons, the 33rd degree Scottish Rite, the 32nd degree York Rite. These Masons, these Muslim Shriners, they know that the Black man and woman are the Messiah people. This Torah is teaching in the Messianic age, and this is the age of the Messiah, and this is the age that we as Black people, African people, kidnapped and taken to the Western Hemisphere, must realize that we are the Messiah people, not for arrogance, but to understand that it is our job and mission to point out the Messiah in poor working class Black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and all of us go into that Messiah power, that Christ power within, and we together defeat the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Definition of Torah, also body of priestly direction or instruction. Does not the New Testament teach us that all of us are priests and priestesses? It doesn't say priestesses because those that translated the scriptures into the English did not want to show the sacred feminine. But we know the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine together. Priests and priestesses. This is African tradition to raise up the community into their priesthood and priestesshood. This definition of Torah, body of legal directives. The judicial system, the concept of a judge, the concept of justice and righteousness in the halls of justice, all of these are African traditions. So this Torah, teaching us how we are to conduct ourselves. And the Torah, the word Torah, is a feminine noun because the sacred feminine is recognized in the African Hebrew culture. Now, the law of the Lord. They stood in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord. The word Lord is Yehovah, 3068. Some people say Yahweh. Some people say Yahweh. Some people say Yehovah. Some people say Jehovah. It means existing one. Existing. What does existing mean? This is such wonderful teaching, sisters and brothers, to be able to understand. Existence or operation at the time under consideration. In existence or in operation at the time of consideration, current. So existence and life has always been in operation, is always current, is always on time. Life is always on time. To have actual being, to be real, to have life. This is Yahweh. This is Yahuwah. You see, the African ancestors studied the universe scientifically and began to understand these principles, precepts, concepts, characteristics, attributes of the universe, that being, to be real, to be, to have life, to live, to exist, to live. Now let's go to the etymological root of Yahovah. 1961 Hebrew side, Haya. I used to hear my sisters and brothers speaking in tongues, and they would say, Haya, Haya, Haya. And they didn't know that was an African Hebrew word, but it means to be, become, come to pass, exist, happen, fall out, come to pass, become, to be instituted, established, to exist, to be in existence, to stand, to be in, be at. So, we're talking science, sisters and brothers. The science of life and existence, causing all life and existence to come into being and become. This is science. Who can argue against that? The Lord is life. The Lord is existence. The Lord is existing. I and you and we obey existence. It is the principles and characteristics and power of life that drive us to get out of our beds and go and earn a living. Whether you have a so-called legitimate job or whether you have a hustle, either way, you get up out of your bed and you go and make you a living that you may eat and live and sustain your life. This is science. If someone comes to threaten your life, you act in such a manner, we act in such a manner to preserve our life. That is because the power of life is the greatest power in the universe. The power of existence, the power of existing, the power of living, the power of life. These are that which is described by the word Yahweh, Yahovah, Jehovah, Yahovah, Yahweh. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahovah as having the attribute of begetting and conceiving, because Yahweh, Yahovah is father and mother, causing all to come into being through the birth process and through the works of the Most High in creation, causing us to come into being and causing us to exist, providing all that we need in the universe that we may be and become all that we should be and become as full and complete gods and goddesses, children of the Most High in human flesh in this earth realm. That is Yahweh, Yahovah. That is scientific. No one can argue against that. But watch this next word. The law of the Lord, their God. The word God here is 430. And we want to look at setting up a civilization that is based on truth, justice, and righteousness, and all that we need in the setting up of our civilization. Because we must do it again. We must teach the babies and teach the children and teach the youth that we are in the process of reestablishing the ancient civilization of Africa on a universal, international basis, based on the universe, based on the power of life, life, father and mother, Yahweh, Yahovah. The word God is 430, 430 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is always plural. This word is always plural and always male and female, or I should say always masculine and feminine. The English translators only gave us God and gods as masculine, refused to give us the feminine. But this word, God, is plural, and it means rulers and judges. You see, youth and babies, you and we are going to have to be the rulers and the judges in the earth realm and set up a judicial system that is based on truth, justice, and righteousness, that there will be truly justice in the halls of justice. We are going to have to recognize the sacred feminine in order to recognize the sacred masculine. Look at the Statue of Liberty. Originally a black woman with the chains of slavery broken, representing justice for the masses of the poor working class, masses of the people, justice for the slave, justice for the oppressed. Look at the lady in the halls of justice with the scales of justice and the blinder on, saying that justice is blind. Somewhat of a depiction of what was in Africa, but no blinders on. Justice can see black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and give justice to all and righteousness for all. So we are saying that we must create or recreate or resurrect or resuscitate the ancient civilizations based on the ancient, most ancient universe of truth, justice, and righteousness. Rulers and judges, divine ones, angels and gods. So we're looking at the spirit world, not looking at the demons, but looking at the positive spirit world. And also understanding that you are angels in human flesh. You are the Christ in human flesh. You are gods and goddesses in human flesh, children of the Most High, each and every one of you. No matter what you think of yourself, this is the reality. The ancient Africans studied the human being scientifically and understood there was an energy that is being housed by the physical structure that we call our physical bodies. That energy is also called spirit, also called angel, also called atom, A-T-O-M, also called Adam, A-D-A-M, also called the Po from the Dogon peoples of Africa. Same spiritual reality. So the Africans said that each and every one of us are gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. We're setting up this civilization based on the truth of the Most High in the universe, and we are ready to see each other as gods and goddesses, following after the original gods and goddesses, those original gods and goddesses that created by the power of the Most High Yahweh, created sun, moon, stars, and planets. And so we see the earth, air, fire, and water, those original four elements, and the four gods and the four goddesses attached to those four elements, coming from Kemet, coming from Ptah, and the eight gods and goddesses, four gods, four goddesses that came out of the mind of Ptah and began to bring into manifestation, give birth to, through the work of creation, earth, air, fire, and water. So you see the beginning of the elemental table, the table of elements, those four basic elements. And you and I are made of earth, air, fire, and water. And we are gods and goddesses in human flesh. And we are small micro universes in human flesh. We are quantum physics and quantum mechanics. The definition of God, which is gods and goddesses, also means God-like one. And I will say goddess-like one. We are in the study of the Most High. We are in the study of science. We are in the study of the universe. And we are learning how to be God-like and goddess-like. The definition means is also defined as works or special possessions of God. The whole universe is under the jurisdiction of the Most High. The works of the universe, the works of life and truth and justice coming from the Most High. You and I are possessions of the Most High. You and I are the works of the Most High. But we must understand this and begin to work in the positive and work to resuscitate, recreate, resurrect the ancient civilizations. You see, democracy, republicanism, communism or communalism, democratic republics, these are all terms that the propagators of such terms understood these philosophies of civilization. These philosophies of civilization come out of Africa. So Marx and all of they who propagate communism and democracy and socialism, social democracy, democratic republic, these that promote these ideas got these ideas from Africa. See, these are the works of Africa. These are the possessions of Africa, and these are the works and possessions of the Most High. So we must study the ancients to understand the works and possessions of the Most High so that we can create this kingdom of God, kingdom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth for the whole of the human family. This definition is also true God, T-R-U-E, the true God, the Most High, Yahweh Yahuwah. In the Arabic language, Allah means the God or the one who is worthy of all worship and praise. So you have Allah, which is the Almighty Father, and you have Illah, I-L-L-A-H, the Almighty Mother, the Almighty Mother and Father, they who are worthy of true and all praise because Father and Mother have given us life through themselves, through the universe, acting as one. Know ye, Israel, or hear ye, O Israel, that the Lord your God is one Lord. That scripture causes us to understand that the Most High is in the gods and the goddesses. The Most High is in the righteous rulers and judges. We want to create a society where the Lord, Yahweh Yahuwah, is the gods and the goddesses. That our Almighty Father and Almighty Mother, Yahweh Yahuwah, Allah, Allah, can be seen, manifested, and personified in every faction of our civilization that is scripturally called the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.